T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. Good morning to you. Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. That number, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Ben Roethlisberger reminds you the way they got the offense going. Let's hear it from Ben.
We threw some different looks. You know, we went with some big package stuff, some counter runs, some downhill runs. And then we were also able to supplement when they were crowding the box with kind of some quick hit throws.
And Juju says, get me the rock. Get everybody the rock. Quick, right around the scrimmage line. Juju.
James had that little quick under, like, slant. It was just something that, you know, it was so funny. We called it the play before on third down. Didn't work. We called it on fourth down because we knew the leverage of the outside corner was out. And the guy in front of me, I always had to get in his way in order to make the play. So, you know, a lot of quick balls, a lot of quick throws.
Can I make an observation? Well, I'm not going to ask. I'm just going to do it because we're both allowed to do whatever we want on this show, right? We don't need to ask each other.
Sure. Go ahead.
I think have the Pittsburgh Steelers offense, has it turned into if you're playing defense against them, and maybe this will be Tennessee's plan as they host the Steelers on Sunday. This is crazy to say, but Ben, you need to beat us over the top. Is the way to potentially beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Make Ben Roethlisberger beat you with the deep ball.
Yeah, I mean, because as Ben describes them getting into rhythm there, it was with, as he talked about, some heavy packages, some counter runs. It was beautiful. We haven't brought it up really at any great length to this point yet, but it was beautiful to see David DeCastro out there in front nine times out of the 10 when somebody was breaking a run for more than 5 or 6 yards. DeCastro getting downfield, whether it was a pull or just powering ahead on his side of the line. So, I stack the box if I'm Tennessee. I bring a little extra pressure to try and force force some decision making issues for Ben Roethlisberger. I say beat me, Ben. Not that you don't expect Ben Roethlisberger can beat the Titans, because I think he's capable of it. But again, when you combine the slow starts with the fact that the deep ball touch hasn't quite been there. If you're the Tennessee Titans, what else would you focus on?
Right. Early on in this football game, I thought that they were getting way too much air under the football, that the quick hitters and the crossing routes just weren't there. Ben was throwing it too deep. Aditi Kinkabala from NFL Network, she sends me a message midway through the first quarter, right at the end of the first quarter. Ben's released 2.26 seconds and air yards 2.4 on crossing routes this season has led to real success. And that was early on in the football game when he wasn't having success with the deep ball. 10 for 12. Eight yards an attempt, a touchdown, and a 127.8 passer rating, and those were all on throws like shorter than 12 or 15 yards. If you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you keep trying to do that. Here's where the immovable object and the four and all of that. You keep trying to do that. You keep trying, but it is going to be, and we saw yesterday a bit with Houston when teams came in and put a bunch of people in the box. That's going to be the game plan from the jump. For teams, and I have a feeling it'll be the game plan from the jump for Tennessee this week. Can Ben beat you over the top? Can Claypool go get one behind people? He drew a pass interference, which I was real iffy on that fourth and inches home run call. I mean, I was real iffy about it, but it worked out.
If not
out,
for the
so
DPI there, we'd all be screaming about that this morning.
That was, we are screaming at the top of our lungs how terrible that call is if it just falls to the ground. But that to me looks like the one kryptonite so far for this offense. If teams can satisfactorily shut down the box, and it's crazy to say this, but can Ben Roethlisberger beat you with the 25-yard pass?
Well, and I think he can, and it's not just about physically can he. Physically, I think he can. He's still finding some rhythm and finding some mechanics post-surgery because there hasn't been as much opportunity to do so in game action without any preseason. He can do it. Claypool can do it. Washington can do it. We know he has the weapons available. What I'd like to see now, and this comes back to scheme and play calling, mix in a play-action pass every once in a while. You know, if teams are going to sell out to stop the run and force Ben to beat them, which, again, we've decided, we wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see Tennessee do that, flood the short zones and force Ben to beat you over the top, well, in that case, bust out some play action, because that's the one thing we still haven't really seen as we talk about the different implementations of what Matt Canada brings to the table. We think of motions and jet sweeps and all that stuff. The play action is how you're going to keep defenses off balance and keep them from being able to key on one specific part of the game.
I agree with you. There was a throwback pass yesterday where they went back across the formation to James Conner, where they went strong right and went back and threw it across all the way, and he was standing there like a center fielder catching a baseball. And that was the Matt Canada influence. That's the stuff they need to go back and throw against the grain a little bit and use that play action. And I absolutely loved it. But, I have no question if Ben Roethlisberger can keep throwing those quick hitters, darting it out, three-step, let's get it going. But does he have that deep touch? That, to me, has been in question just a little bit. They haven't used it a lot, but that's the one thing. If I'm a defensive coordinator, I just load up the box and it sounds crazy to say, but I make a Hall of Famer beat me with his arm. And I think that's where we are with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think he'll end up doing it, but I want to see him do it to Claypool. And now that Deontay Johnson could be out, that's a big question as well. One thing happened in Philadelphia yesterday. A big thing happened in Philadelphia yesterday. Is it good for football or bad for football? And should it happen? Let's go over that coming up. We go over our fantasy football teams as well. We get back into resetting these multiple backs in the kind of the how the Steelers should deploy all of them. That comes up at 8:30. Good morning to you, victorious Steelers. 28-21, we talk all about it. It is the Fan Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.